Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I'm excited to be with you yet another day. Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want to share victorious testimonies with you so you know that you are not alone in your struggles. Our guests have made it, and so will you. That's why we come to you each week, and we bring you different guests with inspiring stories, because if you are in a place right now where you feel like you're alone or you're in a valley situation and you feel like you just can't make it, I pray that the guests that we bring to you will inspire you and encourage you, that you may listen to an interview and you may say, if Linda made it, I know I can make it. If Nicole made it, then I know I can make it. And what they're going through is far greater than my storm right now. So that's why we come to you each and every week. Now, we want you to visit us online. We're at breatheagainmagazine.org. We want you to follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again and connect with us on Facebook. Join our Facebook page. We are, I think, maybe 14 people away from 500. We're not into numbers. Numbers don't excite me. But help us get the 500. You know, I have a little competition going on the inside of me, because it's not about 5,000 number, 5,000 fans and 20,000 fans. Mm-hmm. It's about that one person that we can reach. And that has been our motto and our mission since the day we started. If we can just reach one person, if they can listen to a story or if they can read a story and they say, I can make it, that's our mission has been accomplished. Enough said. So to God be the glory for that. And you know what? If you have a victorious testimony, I want to interview you. I want you to share your story with us. Contact us via email or call us at 757-404-1582. Share your story and help somebody else. Remember, we don't go through for ourselves. We go through for the next person that's going to come behind us. Well, look, let's see. Today is April 12th. It's a beautiful day outside. I think it's low, 70s or so, maybe late 60s, I'm not sure. But it's very, very nice outside. So if you have a chance and it's still light wherever you are, go take a walk. Go outside, breathe, do something exciting for yourself. I come to you each week with something encouraging to say. And today I'm coming with you talking about stress, because I had a day today, Lord have mercy. I work a full-time job, everyone knows that, and it was a day. I tell you, it was a day. But to God be the glory, because I know he is my peace, and he is yet with me day in and day out, and he comforts me. But I want to talk about stress right now, because we deal with stress on the job, off the job, at home, in church, outside of church. And, you know, I know people get all deep and spiritual and say that stressing is a sin and we shouldn't stress. But it is, we do stress, and it is reality. We do stress. But if it's a sin, I need to ask for forgiveness right now, because I stressed out today. Not going to lie to you. But how do you deal with stress? I really want to know that. How do you deal with stress? If you're listening via the internet, go to our Facebook page and tell me how you deal with stress. Help somebody by sharing how you deal with it. You know, I try to walk away. I don't go off. I try to read the scripture, walk away, take a deep breath, and speak peace over my situation, because I need the peace of God to be in the midst of my situation. But I want to read to you, because in my library, I remember going to a session years ago. And when I came home, I looked in my library and I saw this book, and it's called Stress Control. And I want to read to you the tips that it gives you. It gives you 12 tips for dealing with stress. One is take a short walk and just enjoy the scenery. Read a chapter in a daily meditations book. Call a friend and have a short conversation about something pleasant. Browse at a nearby shopping center. Read from one of your favorite magazines. Go someplace private and sing a song. Go someplace in public and sing a song. Jog or do a short workout. Draw a pencil sketch. Crochet or do needlepoint. Write a poem or plan a surprise for someone you love. And I know I have found that I have to pray. I really have to pray and speak peace over the situation. But even when you're stressed out and you start helping somebody else, it tends to help you. It really does. So that's my little encouragement for today. Just wanted to talk a little bit about stress because we all stress. But let's see. Today's show is Never Throw in the Towel with my special guest, Linda McCoy. Now, Linda is an author, an inspirational speaker, and the amazing part about Linda is she put her entire life on hold to care for her son, who was paralyzed on a job accident. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Well, before we get into the interview, why don't you tell the listeners how you deal with stress?
Well, I was listening to you, and actually I deal with it with practically everything that you just mentioned, with the exception I do love to exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, I love to exercise, and that helps me tremendously.
Really? Exercise takes the stress away.
Oh, yeah. Exercising definitely helps take the stress away.
I'm going to have to try that. I can
lose some weight, tone it up. Yeah, walking is a form of exercising, but if you could take it to the next level where you can go in and maybe do some weights and all of that, it'll take you to another level.
That's good, real good. Well, thank you for that tip, Linda. And the benefits from that,
then you get a nice body in the meantime. So it's like a win-win situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. Now, I said a little bit about who you are. I said you are an author and you're a motivational speaker. You're a caregiver. Tell our listeners who Linda is.
Well, Linda is a whole lot of things. I am a good friend, good daughter, good sister, a good mom, an all-around just a person that really, really loves the Lord, and I love serving him and his people.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. That's blessed. Tell me a little bit, let's see, I went to your website and I found, let's see, where is it at? I have it in front of me. I want to read a little excerpt from your website because it says on your website, and if you are listening or if you're online right now, you can go to darlinpublishing.com. That is Linda's website, darlinpublishing.com. That's D-A-R-L-I-N publishing.com. But I want to read a little bit off of this website. It says, "Love and faith will conquer all." At 19, Darian Smith had his whole life ahead of him. He attended college, worked part-time, jogged every morning, and loved to dance. His mother, Linda, who raised him to have unshakable faith and an indomitable spirit, believed he could do just about anything. But all of that changed in an instant when an on-the-job accident left Darian paralyzed and left Linda to fight for his life. Linda, talk to me a little bit about the accident, the day it happened.
Well, actually, he incurred two injuries. It was actually two accidents. The first one, he was putting up supplies at this particular home improvement store. He was putting up stock, and evidently one of the boards separated, and he fell 20 feet. He landed on his buttocks. Instead of taking him to the hospital for medical attention, they brought him home to me. And I was thinking, well, this doesn't look good. I mean, if he fell, if he got hurt, surely he should be in the emergency room somewhere getting some x-rays. but right. I didn't know the extent of the fall. I didn't know he had fallen. At that point, I just thought he just slipped and fell. I didn't know he had fallen 20 feet. Had I known that, then I would have taken action. And then 2 weeks later, he returned to work. 2 weeks later, he was working, and the pallet board broke, and it hit him upside the head. And there again, they brought him home to me again with no medical attention. And during this time, I was a single parent. Darren was working there to pay his way through college. And when he came on with the second injury, you know, I said to him, you know, this does not look good. I think you need to go and get medical attention. At that point, I did. I picked up the phone and I called his supervisor and, you know, insisted that they take him to the hospital so he can get looked at in case there were internal injuries. Well, to no avail, they didn't listen to me. And I was, I mean, I was really on the phone with them for literally a month, going back and forth with them saying, come on. And the thing about the type of injury that Darian has is that it's the type of injury that you do not feel it.
Mm.
It's the same injury that Natasha Richardson, the
right.
movie star, she had, and she hit
okay.
her head. Right.
Uh-huh.
This is the kind of injury that he has. You do not
okay.
feel pain. You don't feel it. So he, being a young man, thought he was okay because he
sure.
didn't feel any pain. But me, being a mom, you know, and much wiser, I'm saying you don't want to take chances with this. And mm-hmm. it went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until, you know, that horrible day when I got the phone call like three and a half months later, he walked around.
Mm-hmm.
And 3.5 months later, I get the phone call that he's in the emergency room. And when I show up to the emergency room, I didn't even expect to see what I saw. I was thinking to myself, finally, he's going to get x-rays.
Right,
and,
right.
you know, he's, you know, I'm just thinking he's going to get what he needed. I've been arguing with these people, so finally he's going to get it. But to my surprise, when I walked in, I found him there arrested.
Arrested.
He was arrested. He was laying on the table. He was unresponsive. They had, he had tubes coming everywhere. And when I saw him, I immediately went into a state of shock. I mean, I, when I came to myself, I was outside of the hospital sitting at the table, at the picnic table, and I'm thinking, I know I just did not see what I saw.
Right.
I know my child is not laying up there like that. And, you know, the voice of the Lord spoke to me, go back in, lay hands on him, and tell him he shall live and not die. And my mom was with me at the time. We went in and we prayed, and he did open his eyes. He did respond to my prayer and my voice. At that time, I did not know the severity of his injury. And then they told me like a month later, after running tests and trying to find out what he had, that he had had the worst stroke to mankind, which was an infork of the brain stem. And the prognosis was death, that no one, they told me that it was 25 other people in the medical history that had this injury, and all of them had died. And
in
that
history.
In medical history, and Darian was the 26th one, and that he was not going to live.
Mm. So let's back up a little bit. The
mm-hmm.
accidents both happened on his job, and they came... They took him and brought him back home to you. I don't know a lot about the law, but when you're injured on your job, aren't you supposed to, by law, doesn't the job have an accountability to take the person that's injured to the hospital?
Absolutely. And see, this was one of the major issues that
yeah.
I argued, and my attorney, that we argued in the very beginning. That he was not even given the human decency of going to get medical attention. I mean, even if you are riding down the street, you see a hurt animal, if you have any heart, you know, you're going to try to get the animal to a hospital,
right.
you know. So
right.
in this situation, it was like inhumane, you know.
Right.
I'm thinking, who does this? I mean, mm-hmm. who would do this to a human being?
Hmm. And so, but the time between the accident and then him landing up in the ending up in the emergency room was about 3 months, you say? And
three
he was
and a half
walking,
months.
Was
he was walking,
walking
around,
and...
going to school, still working.
Wow.
And then what it was like he had internal
yeah.
damage to his tissues in his brain. And when it healed, 3.5 months it healed, then it blocked the signals.
Jesus.
And that's
Jesus.
What caused, yeah, and that's what caused the infarct of the brainstem.
Right, right.
So,
but the good news is they said that he would not survive. And
well, a correction.
A,
we're going to say the wonderful news is.
Yes, 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 the glorious news.
They said, to God be the glory, he gave
yes.
me. He gives me miracles every day, but he gave
Hallelujah.
Me this miracle. He gave it to me. He designed
Hallelujah.
It especially for Darian and for his family. Darian is the only person in medical history to live with this injury, and he has been alive now 19 years.
Hallelujah.
I will be
Talk
celebrating
to me about
his,
my God.
Yes, the miracles. I will be celebrating his 40th birthday with him next month.
Oh, praise God. Yes, me and Darian have the, we are born in the same month. We are both Taurus babies. I am the 12th and he is the 14th.
Oh, well, you're going to be almost on Mother's Day, too. Well, he was actually born on Mother's Day. I actually gave birth to him on Mother's Day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
We flop. Some years it's on Mother's Day.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, to God be the glory. And we have the same year, so awesome.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I tell you, you are something else. God has done an amazing thing. And it's 26 people worldwide, or in the history, medical history, all
yeah.
25 have passed away, and he is the
right.
only one still living.
19 years I have with him. And not only did God give me that, he gave me favor. He gave me miracles in the judicial system. Because they said that his prognosis was death, I couldn't find an attorney to represent him, and I had to end up being his attorney.
Jesus.
Yes, I had to go before, you know, and I read in the Bible, I read
yeah.
the parable about the widow and the judge, you know,
yeah.
how she kept, you know, going to the judge, and the judge
uh-huh.
was so tired of her. He says, give her whatever she wants. Give her whatever she wants, you know.
Persistent.
Awesome. And
That's
I
right.
kept writing and praying and writing until the judge did give me a hearing, and God gave us favor. Through the judicial system. And I do want to say that miracles are still alive and well today.
Yes,
that,
yes.
That quote you just quoted about love and faith
yes.
And just persevering, holding
yes.
out, trusting God, believing him against all odds. And I want to say it took me 15 years to get justice now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, that's the next question. I
yeah.
wanted to go into what types of resistance did you face, because it just didn't happen
wow.
overnight.
Oh,
now,
no.
you had to deal with health care and people and battles you had to endure. So talk to me about some of the resistance you faced.
Well, oh, God. The resistance was, okay, it's the same as it is for a whole lot of people now that have issues with the healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
Every claim that I put before them, that I asked them for, was denied. They denied him the bare minimum. I mean, they just refused to give him anything. The insurance company, every claim that we would put in, they would deny it, deny it, deny it, deny it, deny it. And I would just say, oh, my God, this is unreal. This can't be true. I mean, he is entitled to a basic thing, a home, a place to live in.
That's right. That's
Darian
right.
had not had a shower in 15 years. We had to give him bed baths because we didn't have adequate housing for him for
right.
the type of injury that he had. And they would just, because they were banking on him dying. But God, you see,
but
they
God.
Figured if they would deny it long enough, he would die, and then he would just go away.
Mm,
but let me tell you,
so God,
God. Mercy,
so.
God mercy says no.
Mm.
He will live, and he has lived. And so at the end of the day, it took 15 years, and they realized that he wasn't going to go anywhere. I finally got justice. I had to go almost all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we were helpful in having the laws change in the state of Florida so that nobody would have to endure what we went through.
That's right, that's right.
So
Mama,
was,
you were persistent.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
stood on God's miracle-working power
yeah.
and his faith, And you never gave up. You just never gave up. Now, Breathe Again Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. And I want you to encourage someone dealing with this now. It may not be the exact case that you're talking about, but they may not know where to turn. They may have a sick mother. They may have a sick brother or a child that's sick. They're battling the healthcare system. Encourage them right now because they may be on the verge of giving up.
Well, this is the point, and that is the way it is designed. It is designed so that you will give up. Mm-hmm. That is the purpose of denying and delaying and delaying. And what it does is it is designed to wear you out, to tire you out, to make you feel like, you know, there's no hope. You know, I just can't win. But if you look at it from that perspective, you never will win. But if you remember that scripture that I can do all things, things through Christ who strengthens me, that was the scripture that motivated me. I knew what I was up against, a giant. I knew what the odds were. But I knew that God, with God with me, that I could make it and I could help my son. I refused to take no for an answer. Whatever it is that you're going through, it may seem like, you know, the people that have all the money, they have all the power, the system is designed. But if you remember what God said, he said that Jesus would have what? He would have the government on his shoulder. And everything on this earth belongs to our God. And I knew that God loved me. And more importantly, I knew that he loved my son. And I knew that my son was a man of God because I raised him that way.
That's right.
And I knew that if God had not taken his life, that it was a purpose. And I would encourage anybody that's hearing my voice and everyone to hear my voice, whatever it is, always know who your source is. Your source is not this system. The system is on God's shoulder. He has it in his hand. Your source is God. Ask and you shall receive. I ask God for everything. To this day I ask him, please let my son live. Show me what to do. Show me how to fight this battle. I asked him. I went to God and I asked him. And he, every time he showed me how, every time he gave me a miracle. And to this day, I will always give him the glory.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
want people to know that miracles do, they still exist. They happen.
They do. And we should expect miracles on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, and as you were ministering, because you were ministering, Mother, I tell you, and as I was listening to you, I was reminded of the scripture, if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And all of the no's that we may be facing in this life, keep going, keep pushing, keep pressing, because he is on your side. Now, let me ask you, how is Darian? How's he doing right now? He's about to turn 40 years old. How is he?
Darian is doing just fabulous. Darian is, he's just such an awesome, awesome young man. Sometimes I look at him and I say to him, what did I ever do to deserve a son like you? I mean, he is my hero. You know, he is the wind beneath my, he keeps me going. You know, he keeps me grounded. He keeps me focused. And just to see the love of God on his face and the serenity that he has, the peace that he has made with God concerning this, he has accepted this as his purpose in life so that he can help other people, I think is just something awesome. It's just, I can't express how grateful I am, how humbled I am to even to be able to be on this radio with you today to have this testimony so that I can help others. Now, one thing I do want to say that you mentioned earlier when you talked about stress, understand that this was a very stressful walk. But let me say this to anybody that's listening and to you too. What we must remember is, no, stress is not a sin. If it would have been a sin, then Jesus would have sinned when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. They said he was under so much stress that he sweated blood. But just remember this. This is what keeps me grounded. Yeah. Whenever I'm going through a stressful situation, I always say, nevertheless, Father.
Not my will.
Hallelujah, but let your will be done in this situation.
Once
you do that and you release it to God, I promise you, everything will be all right.
You know, Linda, as I'm sitting here listening to you, I have tears coming out of my eyes, and I don't think this has ever happened during a radio show, because when you said that Darian encourages you and blesses you and is the best thing that's ever happened to you, and he is the wind beneath your wings, and he's taken this, and he's been so positive in the whole situation, there he is. He's paralyzed. He can't walk. He can't run, and he can't talk. But he is yet positive, and he is yet motivated, and he is yet inspired. And I tell you, that does something. It is a testament to all of the people that are out here complaining about their little issue or their little day or the little things that have them down. If we can look at Darian and we can look at you and see the life that you're living, and you're doing it with such joy, we have got to walk around with joy. We've got to walk around inspired and motivated and happy. We have no reason to be doubtful, and we have no reason to be sad and confused and mad, because every day that we get is a gift from God.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah, so to God be the glory. I tell you, you have blessed me on today. You really have.
Praise God.
Yes, yes. Now, I know I said in the second segment, I'm sorry, did you have something to say?
Well, no, I was just going to say, just to add to what you were saying, that how the life that is in Darian, he's so determined to live his life. I mean, there was times, Nicole, when he actually coded, and he was getting ready for church, and he coded, and we had to bring him back. And whenever we brought him back, he would look at me, and he would tell his nurses, "Finish dressing me. I'm going to church." He didn't even let death, that coming that close call to death, stop him from doing whatever. He lives his life. And I had to say that because I just wanted to encourage someone. You may feel like that it's all over, but this young man has faced death.
Yes.
And when he came back, he says, "Okay, I'm going to keep it moving.
Oh,
I'm going to keep going." What a blessing.
That is a blessing. Now, we have just a few more minutes, and this has been really good. I didn't even take a break. I'm just going to go into the second segment.
I want
you to talk a little bit about your books. You have several books out. Tell me about the book.
Okay, I have I Heard a Voice, Never Throw in a Towel, and I'm the co-author with Darian that tells the story, and I encourage everybody to go out and get a copy of this book. I promise you, you will never regret it. You will be tremendously inspired and blessed. And then out of this experience, I came up with a prayer book, because doing this experience, my prayer life, I learned so much about prayer. I learned so much about my prayer life. I learned that prayers matters to God, and that's the title of my new release, is Prayers That Matters. And I learned that even the silent prayers, God hears.
Yeah.
Even the prayers that you pray and you don't know what to say, God hears. The Holy Spirit prays. And I have had people say to me, "Well, I wish I could pray like you." And I'm saying, baby, everybody can pray.
Yes,
everybody can pray, and every prayer, whether it is uttered audibly or whether it comes from your heart, because there was times when I couldn't open my mouth,
and all I
could do was just breathe Jesus.
And the Word says that He interprets those.
He interprets those. He really does, and He answered every one of them, Nicole.
Yes, yes, that's blessed. Well, you heard it right from the author's lips. Go to her website. She has Never Throw in the Towel. That is her and Darian. They co-authored the book, Never Throw in the Towel, and Prayers That Matter. Visit their website at darlinpublishing.com. That is Dar for Darian and Lynn for Linda. So that's Darlin Publishing.com. It has been a blessing, blessing, blessing. I thank you so much, Linda, for joining us today and encouraging us. And I want to thank the listeners so much for joining us today. I bless God for you. You took some time out of your day to join us for 30 minutes. So I say to God be the glory and thank you. Visit us online at breatheagainmagazine.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Breathe Again Mag on Facebook. And you know what? I never say goodbye. I always, always, always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super duper blessed evening.
God bless you too, was my